Yo, what's up, guys? Ryan here. Bringing a little of these car casts. So, something's been on my mind. Like, really on my mind. So, I was talking about platform today at 6:20 in the morning on the way to work because it's platform. And that seems to be a really big topic these days, right? We got a few of them, right? We got Twitch, which is the big daddy, the big dog, the grandfather of all of them. Which has been around for years, and with the backing of Amazon and Twitch Prime, and has just taken the streaming market by storm, right? Then we have Mixer, which is Microsoft's jump into the live streaming genre. And they're growing pretty nicely. They have a lot of neat features. And then there's Facebook Gaming, which is, I would say, still fairly new to this whole thing. It's like the grandbaby of like Twitch and Mixer, because Mixer was Beam.pro before Microsoft grabbed it and bled out and doing what they're doing with it. And Mixer has some neat features. I would have to say the interactive board is pretty neat. I do like it. It's kind of annoying at the same time, but I like it. And the biggest selling point, I think, of Mixer is the faster than light, which is huge. You see what I see. It happens. The moment it happens on screen is the moment you see it, which is very neat. It's a big selling point. And like I said, Facebook Gaming is the grandbaby, I think, of both those, because it's fairly new. It's been around since what? Mid 2000s been around. It was first pushed out to Blizzard's launcher, where people could stream Blizzard games right from their app to Facebook, which was an interesting move, but I don't think it took off the way Facebook was hoping to, because people laughed at it. I think still people are laughing at it. I laughed at it. That's for sure. So now, we're just looking at things, right? So, I was on, let's start with history here. I started on Twitch. I was on Twitch for about 3 months. Almost 6 months I was on Twitch for. Because I started out in, October, November, December, January, February. I was on for 5 months. Started in the very beginning of October. Mid of October, so I was on there for 5 months. I think in like a month I hit affiliate. Just wasn't seeing the growth I wanted. I'm doing things right. I'm networking, I'm hanging out with people, I'm streaming with other people, I'm going to channels, making friends. But I think Twitch was just a saturated platform that, I made the jump to Mixer. Mixer is very cool. Mixer has the FTLs, like, because I was actually looking at Mixer and Facebook. I'm like, oh yeah, that's cool. Facebook, again, I laughed, Facebook, yeah, whatever, okay. Who uses Facebook anymore? Mixer, jump over there. It's got the fast and light, again, which is the, it's like less than 1 millisecond delay. I see it, you see it. I react, you react, which is just crazy. It has its quirks. It can be really heavy on internet if you don't have a good internet connection while watching the stream. FTL is just not an option. You gotta turn it off. Especially if you're on really crappy Wi-Fi. If you're on mobile, like 4G, if you turn it off, there's no way you can use it. Then you have interactive board, which is cool. The interactive board adds like soundboards and extra GIFs to the stream. Which is can be cool at other points, but you're trying to like concentrate in certain games, it can be really annoying. But other than that, it's neat. It's definitely, if you're using Mixer, I highly recommend setting up cooldowns for grouping and the buttons there. Like if it all sounds, I would group all the sounds together so everyone cannot spam the different sounds. If you never set up an interactive board, there's an awesome YouTube video on how to set it all up. And make sure you download the bot, Firebot, because that will allow you to connect your Mixer dev dashboard to the Firebot, which will then allow you to make the buttons do certain things. So you can build buttons that, you know, when you click on account underneath Mixer, there'll be a place that says like dev. You click on that, you go to the Mixer development board, and then from there you create what buttons you want to do, and then Firebot, you take those buttons and add images and sounds to it. The YouTube video goes into really depth of how to explain it. So I do explain it on a podcast, but first you gotta set up a Mixer in, and then Firebot then takes all those controls, connects the board to, connects the API, Mixer API to this bot, and then you can have that buttons to the bot do certain things. It's a very cool feature. It adds a little bit more interactivity to the stream. It can be annoying at times, especially depends on what buttons you're making. And if something cool happens in the middle of the stream and then someone pushes a button and it comes up on your screen and it covers the screen and you go to clip it with like Boom TV, you are never going to see that. And it kind of kills the cool thing that happened on stream. So I'd highly recommend, you know, making smaller maybe GIFs off to the side or making them transparent in a way where you can, you know, not be, your content will be blocked. That's my only bad thing about the interact button. Other than that, I think it adds a lot of fun to it. It adds like a whole different dynamic. You can have your game be controlled by the viewers, which is very neat. You can say like, hey, you know, tonight's going to be Horror Night Friday, Horror Night Sunday, and you know, here are the controls, and you guys control me, and I just walk, you know, and you decide which way to go and whatnot, which is very neat, I think. Now, the grandbaby of them all, Facebook, Facebook Gaming, people are laughing. I still think people are laughing at Facebook, like, haha, who cares about Facebook? There's definitely been a big shift in demographics on Facebook. A lot of the teens have definitely pulled away from Facebook, and I'm pretty sure they found, like, you know, Musical.ly and Snapchat, and now it's like, you know, an older crowd on the Facebook side, which might be good for you, depending on what demographics you're looking for. You know, Facebook is the biggest social media platform out there with 2.2 billion registered users, which is just insane. It's got humongous reach. I think that given time, it's going to be a titan, and I think it will be a titan before Mixer becomes a titan. This is my opinion, because it's Facebook. It's, you know, whatever they have done with their privacy bullshit has happened, but they're not going to go away. They're going to still be completely relevant, and I think they're making some big pushes in the scene of streaming. So for So between all three of them, oh, there's actually a fourth, Caffeine. It's up and coming. It's more of like a web-based browsing, which is neat. You go on your PC, you pretty much hit live stream, you pick the game you want to play, and you stream right from your PC. Everything is encoded directly in the cloud, so your PC is not taking a hit. So you can just game. So if you don't have like a good PC and you can't stream games because of OBS requires so much encoding power from your CPU, I mean, you don't have the best graphics card or whatnot, or maybe not enough memory, you can just go to Caffeine, type in all the information you want, pick the game you want to play, and hit go live. And everything is encoded and handled up in their cloud, so the resources never touches your PC. You don't have to worry about the game, which is actually a really neat feature. So, you know, people who are struggling to start streaming have an option to start streaming on Caffeine, you know, and then maybe branch out otherwise from there, or stay on Caffeine, because you can use OBS. OBS will come up, and as long as you have Caffeine open, it will auto-detect all the settings, put it in for you, and then you just go live. So you can do console gaming on Caffeine using a capture card with OBS. OBS, open up OBS, open up Caffeine, it will capture, it will auto-detect all the settings for Caffeine through OBS, and go live, and you're streaming live on Caffeine through OBS, which is a really, really neat feature. I like that. Those are probably the four major platforms that are there right now. So I think the biggest reason why I'm making this podcast is I'm going to go give Facebook a big try, I think. I think my issue with Mixer, and I love Mixer, I think it's got a great, I think Microsoft's doing a great thing. It's just, as a, and this is not just coming from me, speaking with a lot of people who are PS4 or PC people, are struggling hardcore on Mixer because of how Xbox engrossed it is, and if you're not playing, you know, everyone says, oh, you can't play Fortnite to grow, you can't play Fortnite to grow, which is true, but on Mixer, you definitely get more views because of the hype zone, so you get more chances of exposure, so you're doing, like, Fortnite, PUBG, or now Rainbow Six, you're definitely going to have a higher chance of being, you know, noticed. This is very esports focused, and that's what everyone's playing right now. Is if you're up in, you know, up in those games, you're going to get the Hype Zone train, and you're going to get put on the front page of Hype Zone, and you'll be noticed. I think if you have over, like, 15 viewers, you get featured, which is awesome. So, but it's, you know, I've been streaming there for about 5 months now. It's, honestly, about 4 months now. It's very, it's awesome. I like it a lot. I think it's got really neat features to it. The only problem is with me is I'm all about my community. I want to be able to sit down and play with the people that come in. And I will say about 98 of the people that come into my channel are all Xbox. And if I do get something different, it's either PS4 and then, you know, someone who's PC. But I have not met many PC players. I've been trying to reach out to them for over, you know, since I started on Mixer. And it's very few far in between, which is kind of crappy because I feel like Mixer, if they could just push it in a way where they could get PC players' attention and get the PC players over there. Because right now, I feel like it's so focused on console. I mean, they hold like a Nintendo section, which is great, and I'm happy to see Nintendo getting some light in the streaming side of things. I think it's badass, but again, it's console, and the only game that's full cross-platform between PC, Xbox, and Switch is Fortnite, and I don't play Fortnite. I don't care for the game. I'm not a big BR player. I'm not a very big, like, oh, let me jump on and get competitive. I'd rather get into a game with a group and go take on, like, some big raids and things like that, or go PvP in, like, ESO. So that's where I fall in my genres. Or rather, just play a really good RPG. And those do good on Mixer. Like, if you're doing single-player RPGs, they do well on Mixer. You get the views. The views come in because, hey, you know, you play Skyrim and you can pull the views in easily. You can hang out with people and chill and talk. But the moment you start trying to do multiplayer, it falls off. As a PC player or a PS4 player, it falls off completely. So even with PS4 player, it's harder than, I think, PC, because PS4 is so far few in between on Mixer. I think it's just starting to show up. I mean, there's some on there. There's some few partnered PS4 players on there. But it's very, very, very few. The people I do see really do really, really good are the Xbox players, because they can play with the community. And that's, to me, that's you know, I don't have to play with your community all the time on stream, and I normally don't, but I like having the option to, and right now the option's not there, because I'm Xbox, because I'm PC. I have the Game Pass, which is awesome, right? The Game Pass is great, so you can push that and play certain games. There's not many games out there that really have my attention for Xbox, so it was $1, and they gave a free month, so checked it out. But State of Decay, Zombies, So... all I'm saying is, I'm not trying to bash Mixer. I think Mixer is a great platform, and if you're on it, kick ass on it. As a PC player who's trying to build community and want to be able to play with the community, because I have a Discord, and a lot of people there in Discord are all Xbox players. And it's very difficult to be able to provide, besides the content that I'm putting out and the monetary giveaways that that I do, it's hard to provide more because I can't play with the group that I want to play with. And that bothers me. So I think I'm going to take a foray into Facebook streaming, because it's not so console heavy. It's very, very open space. There's a lot of, I think, headroom. Tons more so than Mixer. I think And definitely in the last few months, I've watched Mixer grow and get pretty saturated. I'm not as saturated as Mixer, but there's definitely more people on it. You can tell there's more people on it. There's more game sections that are full. There's games that just never had any viewers that have viewers, or games that just were never, you know, that didn't do good are doing good on Mixer. And you go check it out, and I'm like, oh, cool, you know, I'm like, hey, blah, 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 you know, I network with them and say, how you doing? I'm like, hey, what do you play on? Xbox. Oh, okay, that's cool. Hey, what do you play on? Xbox. Oh, okay, that's cool. So I think that's just, for me, that's just a killer for me. Because I want to be able to play with my community, with the Mordor's Radio community. I want to be able to jump into, like, Elder Scrolls Online, go do raids. I want to be able to jump into Terror with the community, go do raids. Warframe, especially Warframe. I would love to sit down and play more Warframe. And we were, you know, we were playing Warframe for a while, and I stopped because I'm like, well, it's all Xbox. How can I help out if it's all Xbox? So I guess it kind of discouraged me from playing more Warframe. I was going to chase Warframe. I really wanted Warframe Partner. I would love Warframe Partner. I would love Terra Partner. But it's just, and I could definitely get it, but I want to be able to play with the community. And as it is right now, I'm having the hardest time finding people to sit down and actually play with on Mixer side. And I don't know how they fix that, because right now everyone's like, well, it's Xbox. So anyway, I'm not trying to put out like a negative thing about Mixer. I really like it. I really, really, really like Mixer a lot. I think it's awesome. I think it's got some great features. I think it's got a long way to go though. And outside of the whole Xbox thing, Xbox, and I don't know how they're going to push that. So I hope they can figure it out, because I really think they have something awesome. And I really do like Mixer. So for me right now, I'm going to just play around over at Facebook and see what that brings. I think for me too, because Facebook is very neat. Facebook is very cool with the way that I can blog on things. I can make story on things. I can push out my... I can take clips of my videos, push it down to Instagram, which is huge. So Facebook has its own ecosystem. And then anything that I post on Facebook, I can, if that, then this, over to Twitter. If I can't push it out from Facebook to Instagram, I can, if that, then this, to Instagram. I can if that, then this, to YouTube. And get the combat out there, content out there everywhere. And then... the same thing. So if I just, it's just, and the separate thing is that Facebook content that's native to Facebook does 10 times better than external content from Facebook. So instead of uploading a video from like Mixer, your videos that you make directly on Facebook are going to do better than your external videos from Facebook. It's just native to Facebook. They're going to get more views. They're going to get more organic reach and growth compared to external video, like if you were uploading VODs from like Mixer or YouTube or Twitch. I know a lot of people use it to boost, which is great. Boosting is amazing. I think the whole boosting thing, it's unappreciated value for attention. They're pushing you boost $3 for 2 days. That's $6 to boost it in front of like, you know, another 10,000 people. And that's great. And then pull it into your other areas. But now imagine doing that natively, organically and natively on a platform. So, I don't know, I see other opportunity there. I want to check it out. Again, I was not bashing Mixer. I'm just saying this is just what my experience has been. And I think as a streamer and content creator, I think it's just good to hear opinion from both sides of the thing, and people are raving about Mixer, and they love it, and I do love it. I just think it has shortcomings for PC and PS4 players, where people are not, they're struggling with it. And I know Microsoft and Mixer says that they're platform agnostic, which they definitely are, but it's just not, you know, even with the, if the biggest thing I think will be Fortnite, PC, you're going to see lots of Fortnite players, because it can be compatible, it's cross-play with Xbox and Nintendo Switch, which is cool. And there's more, you know, there's a handful, I mean, I've seen PC players on there, But it's very few and far in between. And I reach out. I reach out on Twitter. I reach out on Mixer, on Facebook. I reach out on Instagram looking for PC players. And I get some responses. But, you know, I'll put it out there and keep knocking more. Anyway, I don't want to keep complaining. I don't want to complain. I don't want to complain. I'm just trying to get out there of what my experience was with Mixer. And I think I'm going to give Facebook... I'm going to stop laughing at Facebook. Because I don't think it's smart to laugh at. Because I think Facebook is going to be a titan. And when it finally figures out how it wants to do its things. I mean, it's got the pay packages. It's got the partnership. It's got the... it's pushing... It's got a sub button now. So I think it's definitely got some... And I would like to check it out and see what it is. As a content creator, you know, I'm taking risks. I'm taking another risk here. I just don't know what it's going to bring. I could go there and maybe won't do anything. Maybe streaming is not for me. I don't know, but I really do enjoy streaming. I love streaming. Streaming is awesome. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. I just like hanging out with community and playing games and chilling. But anyway, I'm babbling right now. But that's my experience. That has been my experience with Mixer. I am not fully leaving Mixer yet, but I'm going to put some more time into Facebook gaming and live stream there for a little bit and see what it does. All I know is that my content I streamed there yesterday for a few hours has gotten more reach than Mixer has at all. Like, it's just crazy. Absolutely nuts. So we're going to check it out. I think Facebook is still relatively new to the whole live streaming thing, and they're really starting to make a push with it. It's been around, what, 2008, but I don't think they've really done much with it. So now they're pushing it really, really hard, and I'm going to jump in and see what we can do with it. My biggest thing is building community. I want to build a community, and we already built something awesome. The More Dots Radio community is absolutely amazing. The people in there are great. I love everyone in there. They're fun to chill with, fun to talk with. I wish I could play more games with the people that are in there, because the majority of people that are in there are Xbox players. That happened when we moved to Mixer. And that's not anyone's fault. You know, I'm happy that they're there. I love that they're there. I love that I can chat with them and, you know, give them, you know, if they're at work or having a bad day, they can go into Discord and talk about it. We can just sit there and chat and, you know, jump into the voice channel so they can just vent. The community, the More Dots Radio community is amazing, and I love everyone there. And seriously, where I am today would not be even possible without the people in More Dots Radio. So to everyone who is listening that is part of the More Dots Radio, has had some impact in More Dots Radio, you guys rock, and I love you all. Like, you guys, I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. So this is just the next chapter in the push to become a streamer, a successful streamer, and a streamer that I'd like to become. My goal is to become full time and work on other things besides just the stream. My main goal is to be home with the kids, and that is a goal I'm after. And either we get that through streaming, or we get that through streaming and the hot sauce company and the gaming center. That's going to be for homeless and troubled kids, to get them jobs and get them off the streets and into something good. So, anyway, guys, that's my outlook on Mixer right now. I hope it changes, because they really have something good going on with what they have with their FTL and their interaction buttons. I think it's really neat. I like it a lot. I just think that from a PC player standpoint, you get washed out and drowned within the Xbox players. And that's not anyone's fault. It just needs Mixer to push PC and PS4 a lot harder, so that people understand it's not just Xbox. But anyway, guys, that is my podcast. I want to give some information on those. So on Facebook, I'm fb.gg/moredotsradio. You can find me there. That's where I'm going to be posting all my content. I'm going to be going live tonight at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So check it out. See what we do. I think it's going to be fun. And we're going to be playing some Elder Scrolls Online. We're leveling. That's week B. I moved Elder Scrolls up to week B. Trying to get some interest back into it. And I got some people in the Mordas Radio community that are all for it and want to play. So if you were interested in playing Elder Scrolls Online and want to group up and go do some leveling, pushing to 50, if you want to do some raids and some PvP and just talk about build and do, you know, shenanigans, hit me up. Let's play. Let's do it. I think it will be fun. And I will talk to you guys next time. Peace out, all. Bye! Yo, what's up, guys? Ryan here. Bringing a little of these car casts. So, something's been on my mind. Like, really on my mind. So, I was talking about platforming today. At 6:20 in the morning on the way to work. Because it's platform. That seems to be a really big topic these days, right? We got a few of them, right? We got Twitch, which is the big daddy, the big dog, the grandfather of all of them. Which has been around for years. And with the backing of Amazon and Twitch Prime. And has just taken the streaming market by storm, right? Then we have Mixer, which is Microsoft's jump into the live streaming genre, and they're growing pretty nicely. They have a lot of neat features, and then there's Facebook Gaming, which is, I would say, still fairly new to this whole thing. It's like the grandbaby of like Twitch and Mixer, because Mixer was Beam.pro. Before Microsoft grabbed it and bled out and doing what they're doing with it. And Mixer has some neat features. I have to say the interactive board is pretty neat. I do like it. It's kind of annoying at the same time, but I like it. And the biggest selling point, I think, of Mixer is the faster than light, which is huge. You see what I see. It happens. The moment it happens on screen is the moment you see it. Which is very neat. It's a big selling point. And like I said, Facebook Gaming is the grandbaby, I think, of both those, because it's fairly new. It's been around since what? Late 2000s, like mid 2000s, been around. It was first pushed out to Blizzard's launcher, where people could stream Blizzard games right from their app to Facebook, which was an interesting move. But I don't think it took off the way Facebook was hoping to, because people laughed at it. I think still people are laughing at it. I laughed at it. That's for sure. So now, we're just looking at things, right? So, I was on, let's start with history here. I started on Twitch. I was on Twitch for about 3 months. I'm probably on Twitch longer than that. Almost 6 months I was on Twitch for. Because I started out in October, November, December, January, February, then for 5 months. Starting the very beginning of October. Mid of October I started. So I was on there for 5 months. I think in like a month I hit affiliate. Just wasn't seeing the growth I wanted. I'm doing things right. I'm networking, I'm hanging out with people, I'm streaming with other people, I'm going to channels, making friends. But I think Twitch. It was just a saturated platform that, you know, I made the jump to Mixer. Mixer is very cool. Mixer has the FTLs, like, because I was actually looking at Mixer and Facebook. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's cool. You know, Facebook, again, I laughed. Ha-ha, Facebook, ha-ha, yeah, whatever, okay. Who uses Facebook anymore? Mixer, jump over there. It's got the faster than light again, which is it's like less than 1 millisecond delay. I see it, you see it. I react, you react, which is just crazy. It has its quirks. It can be really heavy on internet if you don't have a good internet connection while watching the stream. FTL is just not an option. You gotta turn it off, especially if you're on really crappy Wi-Fi. If you're on mobile, like 4G, if you turned it off, there's no way you can use it. Then you have interactive board, which is cool. The interactive board adds like soundboards and extra GIFs to the stream, which can be cool at other points, but you're trying to like concentrate in certain games, it can be really annoying. But other than that, it's neat. It's definitely, if you're using Mixer, I highly recommend setting up cooldowns for grouping. And the buttons there, like if it all sounds, I would group all the sounds together so everyone cannot spam the different sounds. If you never set up an interactive board, there's an awesome YouTube video on how to set it all up. And make sure you download the bot, Firebot. Because that will allow you to connect your Mixer dev dashboard to the Firebot, which will then allow you to make the buttons do certain things. So you can build buttons on, you know, when you click on account underneath Mixer, there'll be a place that says like dev. You click on that, you go to the Mixer development board, and then from there you create what buttons you want to do, and then Firebot, you take those buttons and add images and sounds to it. The YouTube video goes into really depth of how to explain it. So I do explain it on a podcast, but first you gotta set up a Mixer in, and then Firebot then takes all those controls, connects the board to, connects the API, Mixer API to this bot, and then you can have that buttons through the bot do certain things. It's a very cool feature. It adds a little bit more interactivity to the stream. It can be annoying at times, especially depends on what buttons you're making. And if something cool happens in the middle of the stream and then someone pushes a button and it comes up on your screen and it covers the screen and you go to clip it with like Boom TV, you are never going to see that. And it kind of kills the cool thing that happened on stream. So I'd highly recommend, you know, making smaller maybe GIFs off to the side or making them transparent in a way where you can, you know, not be, your content won't be blocked. That's my only bad thing about the interactive button. Other than that, I think it adds a lot of fun to it. It adds like a whole different dynamic. You can have your game be controlled by the viewers, which is very neat. You can say like, hey, you know, tonight's going to be Horror Night Friday, Horror Night Sunday, and you know, here are the controls, and you guys control me, and I just walk, you know, and you decide which way to go and whatnot, which is very neat, I think. Now, the grandbaby of them all, Facebook. Facebook gaming, people are laughing. I still think people are laughing at Facebook, like, haha, who cares about Facebook? There's definitely been a big shift in demographics on Facebook. A lot of the teens have definitely pulled away from Facebook, and I'm pretty sure they found, like, you know, Musical.ly and Snapchat, and now it's like, you know, an older crowd on the Facebook side, which might be good for you, depending on what demographics you're looking for. You know, Facebook is the biggest social media platform out there, with 2.2 billion registered users, which is just insane. It's got humongous reach. I think that, given time, it's going to be a titan, and I think it will be a titan before Mixer becomes a titan. This is my opinion, because it's Facebook. It's, you know, whatever they have done with their privacy bullshit has happened, but they're not going to go away. They're going to still be completely relevant, and I think they're making some big pushes in the scene of streaming. So for So between all three of them, oh, there's actually a fourth, Caffeine. It's up and coming. It's more of like web-based browsing, which is neat. You go on your PC, you pretty much hit live stream, you pick the game you want to play, and you stream right from your PC. Everything is encoded directly in the cloud, so your PC is not taking a hit, so you can just game. So if you don't have like a good PC and you can't stream games because of OBS requires so much encoding power from your CPU, I mean, you don't have the best graphics card or whatnot, or maybe not enough memory, you can just go to Caffeine, type in all the information you want, pick the game you want to play, and hit go live. And everything is encoded and handled up in their cloud, so the resources never touches your PC. You have to worry about the game, which is actually a really neat feature. So, you know, people who are struggling to start streaming have an option to start streaming on Caffeine, you know, and then maybe branch out otherwise from there or stay on Caffeine, because you can use OBS. OBS will come up, and as long as you have Caffeine open, it will auto-detect all the settings, put it in for you, and they use Go Live. So you can do console gaming on Caffeine using a capture card with OBS. Open up OBS, open up Caffeine, it will capture, it will auto-detect all the settings for Caffeine through OBS, and Go Live, and you're streaming live on Caffeine through OBS, which is a really neat, which is a really, really neat feature. I like that. Those are probably the four major platforms that are there right now. So I think the biggest reason why I'm making this podcast is I'm going to go give Facebook a big try, I think. I think my issue with Mixer, and I love Mixer, I think it's got a great, I think Microsoft's doing a great thing. It's just, as a, and this is not just coming from me, speaking with a lot of people who are PS4 or PC people, are struggling hardcore on Mixer because of how Xbox engrossed it is, and if you're not playing, you know, everyone says, oh, you can't play Fortnite to grow, which is true, but on Mixer, you definitely get more views because of the hype zone, so you get more chances of exposure, so you're doing, like, Fortnite, PUBG, or now Rainbow Six, you're definitely going to have a higher chance of being, you know, noticed. This is very esports focused, and that's what everyone's playing right now. Is if you're up in, you know, up in those games, you're going to get the hype zone train, and you're going to get put on the front page of hype zone, and you'll be noticed. I think if you have over like 15 viewers, you get featured, which is awesome. So, but it's, you know, I've been streaming there for about 5 months now. It's, excuse me, about 4 months now. It's very in there. It's awesome. I like it a lot. I think it's got really neat features to it. The only problem is with me is I'm all about my community. I want to be able to sit down and play with the people that come in. And I will say about 98 of the people that come into my channel are all Xbox. And if I do get something different, it's either PS4 and then, you know, someone who's PC. But I have not met many PC players. I've been trying to reach out to them for over, you know, since I've started on Mixer. And it's very few far in between, which is kind of crappy because I feel like Mixer, if they could just push it in a way where they could get PC players' attention and get the PC players over there. Because right now, I feel like it's so focused on console. I mean, it holds like a Nintendo section, which is great, and I'm great, and I'm happy to see Nintendo getting some light in the streaming side of things. I think it's badass, but again, it's console, and the only game that's full cross-platform between PC, Xbox, and Switch is Fortnite, and I don't play Fortnite. I don't care for the game. I'm not a big BR player. I'm not a very big, like, oh, let me jump on and get competitive. I'd rather get into a game with a group and go take on, like, some big raids and things like that, or go PvP in like ESO. So that's where I fall in my genres. Or rather, just play a really good RPG. And those do good on Mixer. Like if you're doing single player RPGs, they do well on Mixer. You get the views. The views come in because, hey, you know, you can play Skyrim and you can pull the views in easily. You can hang out with people and chill and talk. But the moment you start trying to do multiplayer, it falls off. As a PC player or a PS4 player, it falls off completely. So even with PS4 player, is harder than, I think, PC, because PS4 is so far few in between on Mixer. I think it's just starting to show up. I mean, there's some on there. There's some few partnered PS4 players on there. But it's very, very, very few. The people I do see really do really, really good are the Xbox players, because they can play with the community. And that's, to me, that's you know, I don't have to play with your community all the time on stream, and I normally don't, but I like having the option to, and right now the option's not there, because I'm Xbox, because I'm PC. I have the Game Pass, which is awesome, right? The Game Pass is great, so you can push that and play certain games. There's not many games out there that really have my attention for Xbox, so it was $1, and they gave a free month, so checked it out. The State of Decay, Zombies, So... all I'm saying is, I'm not trying to bash Mixer. I think Mixer is a great platform, and if you're on it, kick ass on it. As a PC player who's trying to build community and want to be able to play with the community, because I have a Discord, and a lot of people there in Discord are all Xbox players. And it's very difficult to be able to provide, besides the content that I'm putting out and the monetary giveaways that that I do, it's hard to provide more because I can't play with the group that I want to play with. And that bothers me. So I think I'm going to take a foray into Facebook streaming, because it's not so console heavy. It's very, very open space. There's a lot of, I think, headroom. Tons more so than Mixer, I think. And definitely in the last few months, I've watched Mixer grow and get pretty saturated. I'm not as saturated as Mixer, but there's definitely more people on it. You can tell there's more people on it. There's more game sections that are full. There's games that just never had any viewers that have viewers. Or games that just were never, you know, that didn't do good, are doing good on Mixer. And you go check it out, and I'm like, oh, cool, you know, I'm like, hey, blah, 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 you know, I network with them and say, how you doing? I'm like, hey, what do you play on? Xbox. Oh, okay, that's cool. Hey, what do you play on? Xbox. Oh, okay, that's cool. So I think that's just, for me, that's just a killer for me, because I want to be able to play with my community, with the Mordor's Radio community. I want to be able to jump into, like, Elder Scrolls Online, go do raids. I want to be able to jump into Terror with the community, go do raids. Warframe, especially Warframe. I would love to sit down and play more Warframe. And we were, you know, we were playing Warframe for a while, and I stopped because I'm like, well, it's all Xbox. How can I help out if it's all Xbox? So I guess it kind of discouraged me from playing more Warframe. I was going to chase Warframe. I really wanted Warframe partner. I would love Warframe partner. I would love Terra partner. But it's just, and I could definitely get it, but I want to be able to play with the community. And as it is right now, I'm having the hardest time finding people to sit down and actually play with on Mixer side. And I don't know how they fix that, because right now everyone's like, well, it's Xbox. So anyway, I'm not trying to put out like a negative thing about Mixer. I really, really like Mixer a lot. I think it's awesome. I think it's got some great features. I think it's got a long way to go, though. And outside of the whole Xbox thing, Xbox, and I don't know how they're going to push that. So I hope they can figure it out, because I really think they have something awesome. And I really do like Mixer. So for me right now, I'm going to just play around over at Facebook and see what that brings. I think for me too, because Facebook is very neat. Facebook is very cool with the way that I can blog on things. I can make story on things. I can push out my... I can take clips of my videos, push it down to Instagram, which is huge. So Facebook has its like own ecosystem, and then anything that I post on Facebook, I can, if that, then this, over to Twitter. If I can't push it out from Facebook to Instagram, I can, if that, then this to Instagram. I can if that, then this to YouTube, and get the combat out there, content out there everywhere, and then the same thing. So if I just, it's just, and the separate thing is that Facebook content that's native to Facebook does 10 times better than external content from Facebook. So instead of uploading a video from like Mixer, your videos that you make directly on Facebook are going to do better than your external videos from Facebook. It's just native to Facebook. They're going to get more views. They're going to get more organic reach and growth compared to external video, like if you were uploading VODs from like Mixer or YouTube or Twitch. I mean, I know a lot of people use it to boost, which is great. Boosting is amazing. I think the whole boosting thing, it's unappreciated value for attention. They're pushing you for boost $3 for 2 days. That's $6 to boost a thing in front of like, you know, another 10,000 people. And that's great. And then pull it into your other areas. But now imagine doing that natively, organically and natively on a platform. So, I don't know, I see other opportunity there. I want to check it out. Again, I was not bashing Mixer. I'm just saying this is just what my experience has been. And I think as a streamer and content creator, I think it's just good to hear opinion from both sides of the thing, and people are raving about Mixer, and they love it, and I do love it. I just think it has shortcomings for PC and PS4 players, where people are not, they're struggling with it. And I know Microsoft and Mixer says that they're platform agnostic, which they definitely are, but it's just not, you know, even with the, if the biggest thing I think will be Fortnite, PC, you're going to see lots of Fortnite players because it can be compatible, it's cross-play with Xbox and Nintendo Switch, which is cool. And there's more, you know, there's a handful, I mean, I've seen PC players on there, but it's very few and far in between. And I reach out on Twitter, I reach out on Mixer, on Facebook, I reach out on Instagram looking for PC players, and I get some responses, but, you know, put it out there and keep knocking more. Anyway, I don't want to complain. I'm just trying to get out there of what my experience was with Mixer. And I think I'm going to give Facebook, I'm going to stop laughing at Facebook, because I don't think it's smart to laugh at, because I think Facebook is going to be a titan. And when it finally figures out how it wants to do its things, I mean, it's got the pay packages, it's got the partnership, it's got the, it's got a sub button now, so I think it's definitely got something, and I would like to check it out and see what it is. And as a content creator, you know, I'm taking risks. I'm taking another risk here. I just don't know what it's going to bring. I could go there and maybe it won't do anything. Maybe streaming is not for me. I don't know, but I really do enjoy streaming. I love streaming. Streaming is awesome. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. I just like hanging out with community and playing games and chilling. But anyway, I'm babbling right now. But that's my experience. That has been my experience with Mixer. I am not fully leaving Mixer yet, but I'm going to put some more time into Facebook gaming, and live stream there for a little bit and see what it does. All I know is that my content I streamed there yesterday for a few hours has gotten more reach than Mixer has at all. Like, it's just crazy. Absolutely nuts. So, we're going to check it out. I think Facebook is still relatively new to the whole live streaming thing, and they're really starting to make a push with it. It's been around, 2008, but I don't think they've really done much with it. So now they're pushing it really, really hard, and I'm going to jump in and see what we can do with it. My biggest thing is building community. I want to build a community, and we already built something awesome. The More Dots Radio community is absolutely amazing. The people in there are great. I love everyone in there. They're fun to chill with, fun to talk with. I wish I could play more games with the people that are in there, because the majority of people that are in there are Xbox players. That happened when we moved to Mixer. And that's not anyone's fault. You know, I'm happy that they're there. I love that they're there. I love that I can chat with them and, you know, give them, you know, if they're at work or having a bad day, they can go into Discord and talk about it. We can just sit there and chat and, you know, jump into the voice channel, they can just vent. The community, the More Dots Radio community is amazing, and I love everyone there. And seriously, where I am today would not be even possible without the people in More Dots Radio. So to everyone who is listening that is part of the More Dots Radio, has had some impact to More Dots Radio, you guys rock, and I love you all. Like, you guys, I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. So this is just the next chapter in the push to become a streamer, a successful streamer, and a streamer that I'd like to become. My goal is to become full time and work on other things besides just the stream. My main goal is to be home with the kids, and that is a goal I'm after. And either we get that through streaming, or we get that through streaming and the hot sauce company and the gaming center. That's going to be for homeless and troubled kids, to get them jobs and get them off the streets and into something good. So, anyway, guys, that's my outlook on Mixer right now. I hope it changes, because they really have something good going on with what they have with their FTL and their interaction buttons. I think it's really neat. I like it a lot. I just think that from a PC player standpoint, you get washed out and drowned within the Xbox players. And that's not anyone's fault. It's just, it needs to be, I just need Mixer to push PC and PS4 a lot harder, so that people understand it's not just Xbox. But anyway, guys, that is my podcast. I want to give some information on those. So on Facebook, I'm fb.gg/moredotsradio. You can find me there. That's where I'm going to be posting all my content. I'm going to be going live tonight at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So check it out. Let's see what we do. I think it's going to be fun. We're going to be playing some Elder Scrolls Online. We're leveling. That's week B. I moved Elder Scrolls up to week B. Trying to get some interest back into it. I got some people in the Mordas Radio community that are all for it and want to play. So if you were interested in playing Elder Scrolls Online and want to group up and go do some leveling, pushing to 50, if you want to do some raids and some PvP and just talk about build and do, you know, shenanigans, hit me up. Let's play. Let's do it. I think it will be fun. And I will talk to you guys next time. Peace out, all. Bye.